And thank you, Maisha, for reading on this reading. Again, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to start the reading by looking at the verse on the top. The verse on the top is from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. And it says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud. It's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And I was thinking, as I was getting ready for this meeting, I had underlined some of the words actually in those verses. In this verse, the first one I put underlined, love is kind. And I know it's very true that all people understand kindness. It's almost like a smile. You know, people don't always understand laughter, because laughter can be used sinister, as a sinister sort of a thing. People can be laughing at others. But a smile usually does not carry that type of double meaning. People of all, you know, races, ages, even, you know, in a mixed culture, a smile carries great weight. And the same thing is true about kindness. And I find that find that in the work that I do substitute work as part, one of my part-time jobs is that I substitute in the schools. And I find that when I smile and when I make sure that my voice carries both lovingness and caring when I speak to the students, I have a much better day. That to make sure that my countenance is not one of bitterness and anger. And I find that also, just as I go out into the world, as I am in the stores or anywhere that I'm out in public, to make sure that my countenance is not one of bitterness and worry and anger. You know, and even though I might be burdened by something, to pray that the Lord will lift it so that it shows in my face, so that I can show a kind demeanor in all that I do. The next thing that I had underlined was the word envy. It says in those verses that love does not envy. And one of the things that helps me not to be envious of others is to remember that God is the giver of all good gifts. And so I don't corner the market on goodness, and neither does anyone else. So for me to be looking over my shoulder and thinking that, you know, that somehow I have missed out on some goodness, that's what brings about envy in me. It's silly. You know, God is the giver of all good gifts. He will give me, he has already given me gifts to believe, and he will always continue to give me gifts. So I don't have to envy what someone else has. The third thing that I had underlined in this verse on the top, it says, love is not proud. And I was thinking about the way pride manifests itself in me. One is that I try to do something without asking for help. I mean, that is usually how I can see, Pat, why can't you ask somebody to help you? You know, sometimes, you know, I'll sit, my son especially knows so much about computers, you know, and, you know, all I need to do is to go up to his room and ask him something, you know, even if I've asked him before, you know, it's my pride that will keep me from not asking. The other one, I show pride when I don't admit my mistakes, or when I don't tell people what I'm struggling about and ask people to pray for me. You know, I really have to ask people to pray. Please pray for me. Help me. You know, I can't do this myself, so I don't want to be prideful. I want others to know of my struggles so that they can pray for me. I also find that I show pride when I don't follow directions. when I get something new and I immediately try to figure out how to do it without reading the directions that, you know, of the person who made it. You know, they had a better idea than I did. You know, so reading the directions and following the directions is a big blow to my pride. It helps me to not be so prideful. Also, I find that I am prideful when I am doing this minute directing of other people, you know, just giving them all, you know, I can't let them learn on their own without me being there to micromanage everything. So I have to watch that, because for me, that's my pride. This verse says about love, it says that love is not rude. And I realized that in today's world, sarcasm is called clever. And that's what the world thinks, that if I'm sarcastic, then I'm a clever person. But in God's word, in God's world, sarcasm is rudeness. You know, that's me being rude. And so I cannot conform to the ways of the world. I cannot think that I'm being clever when in truth I'm being rude to a person. And so I cannot take on that type of demeanor. In this verse from 1 Corinthians, it says, love does not keep a record of wrongs. And one of the things that I know in the Christian life is that I must forgive. Forgiveness is not an option. It is something that I must do. It is said again and again in the Bible that, you know, in different ways it shows me that God has forgiven me. And so I must do the same. And I remember hearing a preacher on the radio say one time that forgiveness is giving up the right to hurt someone who has hurt me. That forgiveness is giving up the right to hurt someone who has hurt me. And I realize that I can hurt people in subtle ways sometimes. Sometimes I can hurt people by ignoring them and not speaking to them. And one of the biggest ways I know how to hurt people is that I think mean things about them. You know, I'll sit in my mind and, I'll be sitting, you know, and, oh my goodness, tearing them apart. And I cannot do that. That's murder for me to do that, because the truth is that if I think about it long enough, I am going to carry it out. And it was really cute because on Tuesday, I had a subbing job in the first grade classroom. Usually I sub in high school and I sub in my discipline, but they needed a sub in the first grade class, so I went into the first grade class to sub. And boy, I'm telling you, those kids were so cute. They really did teach me a lot. But I had to really practice my, you know, my nice voice and talking to them in a, you know, in a higher type of a tone. And I was, at one point, they, one of them had hit another one, and I had to stop, and I had to say, you know, oh no, you know, we have to be kind to one another. And then I had to say to the other kid, I said, do you forgive him? You know, you need to forgive him. And he said, I forgive you, you know. And I realized that little kids, you know, they are really, they want to get on with the joy of being friendly to one another and having fun with one another. And it's only, you know, as we grow older and older that we learn how to harbor these deep resentments and, you know, have these things where we don't want to play with anybody or whatever, you know. And so that forgiveness, you know, goes a long way, that I do not keep records of wrong. The verse also says, love does not delight in evil. And this is one of the reasons why I have to avoid watching TV programs. A lot of the TV programs now really does the opposite of that. They love to bring evil into the top, you know, right on the top of everything. Even I find out the cartoons are kind of weird, you know, that what used to be grotesque and ugly, you know, this is the main character in the cartoons, you know, that it's not about, you know, some cute little animal running around, you know, it's about some grotesque person or thing, you know, doing some kind of sarcastic thing or lying about something and laughing about it or whatever. And so, again, I cannot conform to the world if I want to grow spiritually, that I cannot delight in evil because that's not loving. And the verse near the end, it says that it always hopes. And I realize that I have a living hope, and He is Jesus Christ. God is coming back. It says that in John 14, 1-3, it says, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And Jesus says, in my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go there to prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me so that you will always be where I am. And so this is what I have to trust and believe in. And this reading, the reading where it says praying to become more loving, this is one of the readings that is really helping me today. I remember hearing a person one time on an audio book. She was funny. She said, you really should read this book. She said, she had written the book. She said, but you should really read it. I think it's going to be very helpful to you. She said, it's helping me. And I had to chuckle when I heard her say that. But the truth is that it's an amazing thing about writing, is that writing has the possibility of helping the writer later. And this is so, it's really true, particularly about this reading here. I have been trying to shake up my quiet time and having make sure that I have a good time of reflection. And I have been using some questions to help me to reflect on my day. And as I was preparing for this meeting, I realized, I'm going to scratch those questions, and I'm going to put these questions in place of how I can reflect, you know, to take one of these bullets per day and to think about it. Because each of these bullets takes the main words of these of that 1 Corinthians 13, where that first bullet talks about patience. If I'm patient, then I'm not going to run ahead of the Spirit. I'm going to wait for the Lord. I'm going to wait for His perfect timing, and I'm going to wait for His plan. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm not being patient. And then if I am practicing kindness, I'm going to show compassion. And I realize that I do have to pray for compassion. I'm telling you, there is one course that I teach at a school every other day. That's another one of my part-time jobs. And I have students in my class that don't care about the work. They don't care. You know, they care more about, I shouldn't say they don't care. They care less about the work and more about entertaining the other students. And when they are acting out, part of me is like, I think in my mind, well, okay, if you don't care, I don't care. You know? And then I realize, no, Pat, you cannot do that. You know, if you're the teacher and you're the adult in this situation, you have to realize that you're working with kids. And even though they are adolescents, they are still kids. And so you need to pray for the willingness to override any feelings of not caring. And I have to pray hard for that. And so I have to do that with other people too, you know, and particularly Christians. You know, if a Christian is acting out, instead of getting disgusted with them, I have to pray for compassion. That is how I show kindness. That third bullet talks about envy. When I start lusting after what is not mine, you know, then something is wrong. That's envious. And usually the Lord has already blessed me. Please. I mean, you know, I can look around and he has blessed me tremendously. And I don't take the time to even enjoy the blessings because I'm too busy running after something else. And so I need to, again, am I lusting after something that's not mine? And it's not mine if it's not mine today. You know, I don't know if the Lord will give it to me at some other point. Maybe he will. But if I don't have it in my life today, then it means that I need to stop lusting after it and enjoying what he's already given to me. That fourth bullet talks about boasting. It says, I'm giving God the glory. You know, anything that is good in my life belongs to him. So I cannot take credit for it. I need to give God the credit. The next bullet talks about pride. That I have to bring the Lord into every decision that I make. That next one talks about being rude, to be gentle and show respect. And I find sometimes I can be rude to unbelievers, you know, those who don't know Jesus yet, to remember to be gentle with them and not to be rude, even in my thinking, you know, not to even be talking about them in rude ways. The last bullet on this page, on page 215, talks about self-seeking. What are my motives about what I'm doing? You know, it's about God's will. It's not about Pat's will. You know, it's not Pat's show anymore. I'm on the page, top of page 216, that top bullet talks about anger. And to remember that when I'm angry, it's about fear. When I'm fearful, that's how I show anger. And so I have to let faith rule in my life. The second bullet on that next page is about recording, keeping a record of wrongs, you know, and that will manifest itself in bitterness, that I can't be bitter, you know, I really have to be forgiving. Delight in evil, again, what I was sharing about not looking at TV too much, because there's a part of me that wants to be drawn to sensationalist, you know, when it's sensationalizing man's brokenness. I mean, honestly, I can be in the checkout line, you know, in a big banner about some celebrity, you know, blah, 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 it's so, you know, that, you know, like they love to, you know, rub their nose in the dirt, you know, and part of me wants to, you know, pick up the magazine while I'm, waiting in line and read about it, you know, or sometimes I can be going down the street, driving down the street, and I look off the side of me, and I'll see something happening, you know, and I want to take a second look, and I have to learn to say, and I do say sometimes, it is none of your business, Pat. Don't even try to turn around and get a second glance on what is going on, because I cannot delight in evil. That next bullet talks about trusting God, how to make him my highest delight. I'm protecting. You know, how do I protect another? I protect another by showing them what the Lord has shown me, talking to them about the things that the Lord has trained me, you know, giving to others what he has given to me. I'm sorry, that one before it was about rejoicing in truth. The next one is about trusting. And trusting is when I'm not getting into what I call the devil's deeds that came from a Bible I used to read. And it talks about the way the devil works, you know, by doubt, by causing doubt and diversion and discouragement, despair and delay. And I have to practice hope. That's in the next to the last bullet. To remember that the war has already been won. Jesus is coming back. And the last thing is that I have to persevere. I have to remember that in Jesus I cannot fail. That I have been called to his purpose and he's going to work it out in me. But anyway, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to ask Maisha if she could share some on this verse, these verses. But Maisha?